Mella.
And I'm Hannah.
And you're listening to
the Intersectional Yoginis Podcast.
Join us as we explore a variety of topics that impact us as women of color through a yogic lens.
Hope you don't mind irreverence and me cursing like a sailor.
Sprinkled in with a little satire and sass.
A little?
Well, we cover serious subjects that are important to us.
So if you're curious, keep listening.
Namaste.
Hi. What are you drinking?
Ooh, some coconut water.
Oh, nice.
I'm out of water, and then I forgot my jug.
Oh, yeah, because Hannah goes to this place. What's it called? Hopefully they could
sponsor
us someday.
So it's called a Divine H2O. And Barbara, I love her. I love her dearly. Mm-hmm. And she supports me and gives me all my mantra water that sustains my body.
So what is this? What's special about this water?
So this water, which Barbara could tell you a lot more than I know, but basically it's not only alkalized, but it also has added minerals in there to make it a high density and vibrant water. And then throughout this process, she then infuses the water with different mantra. So like some water is love mantra, some water is gratitude, some water is well-being. Actually, I don't know if gratitude's one, but prosperity for money. Sometimes
so different intentions.
Yeah, different intentions behind the water.
And also you need to, when you drink it, you should also set the intention within yourself, and then it's
double. I don't always take it that step, that next step. Yeah, so that's a great idea.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
And this is in Studio City, right?
Yeah, it's in Studio City, but there's one also in West Hollywood on Sunset. Mm-hmm. And I think the water, so there must be science behind it, but when you infuse water with the mantras, like the molecular level or size or scale of the water changes. Something changes within the water to actually be different.
Like chemically, like you can see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, under the microscope. Mm-hmm. So second I was introduced to that, I was down.
Bruh. Yeah, and ever since you told me, I've been thinking about it, but it's like I just have such a long list of like things that I want to incorporate in my life.
baby steps.
One by one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. moving was this whole process. Because mm-hmm. I'm adapting to like a new space and like.
Well, and now being on your own.
Yeah.
Because even still, you had a roommate. Like the first month,
I had someone sleeping in the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and now I'm like. Now you're like alone mm-hmm. for real. Mm-hmm. Which, when was the last time you lived alone?
I mean, during quarantine, I spent the first 3 months. I mean, almost like 5 months by myself mm-hmm. in that 3-bedroom apartment, but I was by myself and like basically living by myself, but it was not the same, you know? And that was like also kind of like more my space than anyone because I was like the main person in the lease and I would sublet the rooms and everything in the common areas was mine and mm-hmm. basically I set the rules and like all of that. But still, now I'm like, for reals.
For real. It's your space.
Yes. And yeah, learning like what do I need, what's like convenient, mm-hmm. and what's just like an idea that is just, I thought I'd like, but I.
But you're like, nah.
It's not functional.
It's not happening right now.
Like, I'm not liking it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's been a process. Mm-hmm. And also like. With this project and spiritivism, it's like all my free time is just like that. So
it's active.
Sometimes.
Your activism is very active right now.
It's acting out. So, yeah. But, yeah, baby steps. I want to get mm-hmm. that water eventually because I also like that it's – because I feel like where I am, not like the city of Burbank, but like specifically – the little house, like a little cottage, it's like old pipes. Mm-hmm. And with old pipes, there's always like stuff. Nasty stuff in the water. Mm-hmm. And I just have a filter, like a, have a Soma.
Like a sort of regular, yeah.
A Soma pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With those like biodegradable filters, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
But also, this is LA water.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, like, it's so strange moving here and having different water, because growing up in Colorado, like, mm-hmm. we just drink out of the tap water because it's so fresh from the mountain. So when I came here and they're like, do not drink that tap water, even though the whatever water and power company sent out an email to everyone saying like, it's safe mm-hmm. to drink the water,
safe,
quote unquote.
But you know how all those things that, I mean, just in the food, like, they're FDA approved and they're
still got bugs.
Yeah. They're horrible.
Yeah.
So yeah, their standards are not great, or what they consider good or safe. It's not.
It's like a C minus.
Yeah.
If you're grading.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The scale.
So it's like, yeah, approved.
Barely.
But like mediocre.
Like, yeah, like if you have to drink water, that is drinkable.
Yeah.
Don't go to the river.
And that's to me, dry. It's like in Mexico, you just can't. Like, you're not supposed to drink tap water. Mm. So to me, the fact that this is a C minus, it's like, me? Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. Well, whatever.
Oh, you can drink this water. Oh.
Weird.
So it's like the opposite.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where, like, your water was like, oh, the perfect water. For me, it was like, oh, well, now I have that option in case anything happens, I can still just, like, drink it. Because in Mexico, that's not an option.
Mm. Good to know.
Mm. But yeah, what's it called? The water?
A divine H2O.
A divine or
a divine?
A divine.
Oh. A divine. Sorry, H2O. A divine. A.
Ooh, divine.
Divinity.
Yeah, famous drag queen.
Oh.
In the original movie of Hairspray.
Good to know.
But moving on,
yes.
Your makeup looks great.
Let's thank
let
you.
Me tell you that.
Okay, so I did
and if you're
my makeup
us on YouTube. You can see the metallic, sparkly
essence.
Exactly.
Well, I was like gray and black, so I'm gonna need to do something with that.
Yeah,
of my clothing. And also, I just started my period, so.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So when I saw you, I was like, okay, I
like, what
dig.
Is this?
I like this look and like in the bun because the trend is
buns.
We're both wearing buns.
Bun buns.
We both have high buns.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I was like, ooh, I like all of this because it was like the bun and like the makeup and this hair and pants that I love.
Yes.
And yeah, I was like, yeah, I like this look. And you were like, well, this is also the look of I just got my period.
Yeah.
Today?
That's what that means. Yeah, this morning.
Okay.
Which I knew it was coming because I was getting some nausea yesterday.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I was like, it's that time.
Is that like a recurring thing for you, like, to get nauseous when you're about to get your period? Is that one of the symptoms?
It's one of my like signals to my body, which mm-hmm. is interesting because I'm just kind of relearning about my body again and my menstrual cycle. Because I've had an IUD in for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally decided earlier this year to take it out mm-hmm. because I don't want any foreign objects that are plastic or mm-hmm. metals or whatever in my
just
body.
Foreign objects.
Or yeah, just foreign objects.
Non-human foreign objects.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Permanent foreign objects.
Yeah, just, I don't want any thing that's stuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, now my menstrual cycles are very different compared to when I had the IUD.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting to learn what does it actually feel like to have my period just
run free.
Yeah, from my body.
Yeah.
So a small tell, because I normally don't get cramps, because cramps are actually a signal that your body's hormone levels are not
great.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Like
yeah,
you have an imbalance.
I cannot feel something.
Yes.
Especially during the second day or like first and second, I can feel like, oh, yeah. But it's like so slight, not at all like people that are like bent over with pain and that
have
to do like compress, like
hot compress and like migraines and like dark rooms and curled in the fetal position.
Never.
Like if that's happening to you, you need to talk to someone in the fertility world
or
your
sure
doctor.
They do. But what do doctors know?
Well, they know a lot because they go to school, but
I mean, specifically about like the holistic approach.
Right.
I've been actually very surprised lately because two friends, one of my friend told me that he had gobblestones.
Gallbladders.
Gallbladder.
Or gallstones.
Gallstones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gobble turkey.
In Spanish is like a completely different thing.
Gobble, gobble.
he has gobble gobble stones.
That's perfect for Thanksgiving.
This is perfect. I don't know if we're like, we're recording this like late October, but I don't know when we hear
Hopefully
this,
it's in perfect like... time near Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, so what are they called?
Gallstones from the gallbladder.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's terrible.
Yeah, but the thing is that he was referred to a really great doctor that was knowledgeable enough to be like, okay, so physically, this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. And number one, this is what's happening. Some doctors don't even say that, what's happening. They're just like, oh, yeah. I'm like, you don't understand. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And then second of all, he's like going to the cause. Like, okay, I remove them now or like you dissolve them now, but what caused them?
Yeah.
So they don't come back. Most doctors don't do that, which to me is like, how? And the thing was probably drinking so much Coke.
Like Coca-Cola? Almost
every day. Yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Pésima para las piedras en la vesícula. That's how we call it in Spanish. Piedras en la vesícula, y'all. So... that was the second part that I was like, great. And then the third one, which was like, brava. He was like, okay, and then holistically also, I'm thinking that you might be the kind of person that maybe like holds things in or that you don't want to express certain things to people to not seem difficult or like... too much or like
you don't want to be a burden. You don't want to be
A burden. You don't want to, and that's exactly his personality. So after that, he even I think started like, I don't know if he was already in therapy or he started going after this, but I know that he brought this specific topic
good
to therapy because of this, because of the stones.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yes, doctor, that's the kind of like doctors we want. Yes, they know a lot about that, the non-traditional, I mean, how do you call this? The medicine that's not ancestral, not traditional. Yeah. I mean, the modern.
Non-traditional, yeah.
The modern medicine. And that's very helpful in different contexts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not like, they're stupid. No, of course not.
Yeah.
And they study a lot. But it should be a holistic approach.
Yeah.
Or with someone else that knows about the other things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the other instance was a friend of my sister's. Yeah. She... actually had a lot of these things that you're describing in her like menstrual cycle, like hormonal
or PM
thing.
Or not PEMF.
PMS.
PMS.
MDMA or what?
What?
How do you call Molly? MDMA? Yeah. MDMA, EDM.
It's like, how did we do?
Like the music festival. Like, saying all the wrong letters.
No, no, no biggie. Just all the letters combination.
So, she went to her OBGYN, and she suggested her to become vegan. Because she's like, probably, like, meat and dairy and, I mean, animals and their secretions are causing some of these, or could... you stopping their consumption
today.
God. Might help you. Might be beneficial for you.
Yeah.
For your...
for the, all the cramps, for all the symptoms. Yeah.
And that's how she went vegan. And of course, once you go vegan, you start exploring all of these other... like, if you go vegan for health, you start obviously looking into the environmental...
impact and benefits.
And also ahimsa, like the compassion and all of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what... so I was like, okay, good. I want to see more of that. I want to see more of those.
Yeah. Efforts. I mean, because it's also, too, it just feels like the information isn't out there. It's made, I guess it seems, like we all just have all these symptoms and then they prescribe stuff to, like, fix it or Band-Aid it. But it's like, actually, no, your body is capable of experiencing a menstrual cycle and going through your entire month without having such harsh symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Also in yoga, what do you do? Do you stop practicing when you're in your period?
I've also kind of explored that too. Because
traditionally they say, I mean, let's start with the fact that yoga was made by men and for men.
Mm-hmm.
So when they started like welcoming women into the practice or considering women, they started also making these rules for them, for us.
Because
when I did my certification in India, it was like, don't do inversions when you're in your period. That was like
message I got in my teacher training as well.
Mm-hmm. But before this, like, I've never had any like big symptoms or signs during my period. So before practicing yoga, I was still like handstanding in the wall or like doing cartwheels or doing things like that. And I was also doing a lot of... When I was a girl, I used to do a lot of, how do you call that? Shoulder stand?
Yeah.
Like just intuitively.
Like legs in the hair,
In the bed, I would hold my hips and put my legs up.
Yeah.
And I would do that all the time. I found that like
fun. Just fun.
Fun to do.
Yeah. We would do it on the couch.
Also handstand against the wall. I find that really fun.
Yeah.
I would do it. And so I was like, why? I'm not going to stop now. If I've been doing these things.
Right. Your whole life.
My whole life. Even after I started my period.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I stop? Because some, like, yogi, some dude is telling me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just do what my body feels like doing.
Which I think is the best way to approach it. Because I know for me, like, when I learned about this, it was kind of taught with the idea of the direction that the energy is moving in your body. You know what I mean? So what is happening, right, is through the menstruation, the energy is pulling downward and out. So that's a downward energy that is apana.
But that's all the things, because when you eat, like digestion is the same thing.
Yeah.
It goes from your mouth to your anus. So that's always flowing
right.
in that direction.
And that's why they say, too, like you shouldn't eat... Like
right
roughly
before.
2 hours
mm-hmm.
before you practice yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Physical asana, I should say.
Yeah.
Or breath work.
Yeah.
You know, so I learned that with that downward energy, what is advised not to do is go upside down. Because then you're changing the direction of the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what I learned. And I also learned not to necessarily do types of breath work that is really energizing and stimulating. To, again, pull the energy up. So, like, breath of fire, you aren't necessarily supposed to do when you started, like, the first 2 days of your period. Because there's already so much fire within the womb.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy pulling down that you don't want to ignite it more.
Yeah.
You know, and so I understand these concepts and...
Yeah, appreciate the suggestion.
Yeah.
Take it into account.
And sometimes I think it's good to have all aspects considered.
Yeah.
Because then you can associate in your body what feels best and okay for you that day and that time. And when you're going into practice right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you might set an intention. Yeah, I'm going to continue to do all the things I would regularly do. And you might find yourself halfway through like, no, I don't actually want to do downward dog anymore.
Yeah.
You know? And it's okay to change your mind immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because also, I mean, this as a general rule, every day, like every time you go to the mat is different.
Yes, absolutely.
So you can't expect your body to feel or do the same things.
Mm-hmm.
You need to really be in tune with what it needs and move, taking that into consideration. And now if you add that being on your site, like what day of your cycle you're in that day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like another thing you can add to like, okay, how do I feel? And also like emotionally and all these other things, not only physically.
A lot is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you're literally experiencing grief.
Mm-hmm.
Like your body is grieving the loss of not, of creating this home for what a baby would have and recognizing, oh, no baby, no life. So now we shed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a grieving period. So if you find yourself unexpectedly somber, or emoting in the middle of class or anywhere, actually.
Let it flow.
It's just like that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like it's literally okay. If you feel like, what the heck? I don't even know what's going on. It's okay. Just let the emotion go because it wants to move through because the body is going through a process.
Yeah. Drink your coconut water, bitch. Okay.
I'm like, all of a sudden I have all these things to say? She's when is like, that?
She was like talking and like getting about to drink it and then kept on talking and then about to drink it. So I'm just like,
this is awesome. This is what happens when I don't plan what I'm saying. And then I'm like, oh wait, there's still more coming out of my mouth. Hold on. Blah, 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 blah. Oh wait, there's more.
So you personally, what experience you have on practicing asanas on your period?
So me today, no. Mm-hmm. None of that.
Like the second or first day, right?
It's the very first day. So like for me, the first 1 to 2 days, I don't do any physical movement. Mm-hmm. Which I...
What's your excuse the rest of the days?
Damn it. I know. Sometimes I've been like, all 7, 8 days,
same.
Nothing.
Same.
I've done it. I've done no yoga, no body movement, no nothing.
Yeah.
But in high stress times and like things are going on otherwise in my life, I'm like, I literally don't even have the energy. And I know my best medicine is sleep at that point, or like sleeping in if I have a chance to sleep in, or just lay there and rest.
That's what I was going to say, because I think I always tell myself like, no, but this is what's going to make you feel better. Because sometimes it is.
Sure.
But there are other options. There's sleeping. That's a good one, too. Or just, like, restorative yoga.
Yeah, restorative yoga is perfect.
Yeah.
Just, or even a yin if you want some more action.
Going to the... Even, like, laying in the hammock. That's restorative yoga to me. Like, going into my swing. Not sexual swing, but maybe, hopefully, later. It's in my porch right now, but I'm...
Front row and center.
But here's hoping. It's a withdrawal of the senses. I mean, it carries you, so you're floating, and that's restorative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then usually what, like, okay, first and second, no physical activity. Your medicine is to more, like, slow down, rest.
Sleep. Yeah. Yeah. I think for me, those first couple of days, I really assess and see if I want physical body movement. But then usually after, like, day 3, 4, 5, I start to incorporate a little, even if it's just some cat-cows. And some, like, sun salutations, and that's it. But you know what? I have no rules.
Yeah, me. I don't either. I think the rule is just, like, do whatever the fuck you want.
It's, like, literally on that day, and I can't even decide on that day. It's, like, in that moment. Do I want this or not? And it's not the, do I want this, like, ego, mind? Mm-hmm. It's, like, hey, body, do you want this right now?
Yeah.
And I think that's why, too, why... It's important to, like, give the options and educate people around, like, it's really your choice.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm teaching a yoga class and I say, like, if you are on your menstrual cycle, you might not want to do this posture because blah, 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 blah is said. Mm-hmm. But also, you are your own woman and you are able to make the choices for your body in this moment at this time. Mm-hmm. So just take into consideration everything, but understand you don't have to.
And I like that it's not like, my ego, what do I want?
It's yeah.
like your body, like really your body.
Yeah, I have to ask because my body.
Sometimes at least I feel in my case, I could fall into this habit of like, oh, what do I want? I want to know what do I want? Or like, I made the commitment of like working out every day. So what do I want? To work out. Mm-hmm. But in reality, it's not what my body wants. And
right.
That's what's really important here.
Right.
Fuck your ego.
Simmer down, ego. I know you want to do it all, but I know you want to prove the man wrong. I'm a girl yogi and I know what I want.
Yeah, exactly.
I can do a handstand if I want to. And you can.
And you sure can. But you also don't have to.
Yeah, but there's literally
anything to prove to anybody.
Yeah, no, nothing of that.
Yeah.
It's just simply what you want to try. But ask your body. And pay attention to the signs and signals that your body is giving you. Because sometimes also... We tune those out because we want to work hard and do all these things and accomplish everything that we forget to pay attention to the signs.
And that's also so important in, like, for example, prenatal yoga.
Yes.
It's like your body's changing every day. Every day. Even, like, by the hour, your body's changing and you need to really listen to, like, okay, what does my body need right now? Rest, activity, stretching. Restoration. To fucking cry. I don't know.
Yeah. And that's the thing too. It's like you can come into yoga or you can do yoga and lay in Shavasana the whole time and just be there with the energy that's working
the intention set.
You can do the asana in your mind, just like we had talked about before, like the athletic training and Olympics. Like, you can literally, like, that is a practice of yoga nidra too, is just visualizing like sun salutations, A, B, C, like all the things like in your mind. You will still get those benefits in the body. Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. And also, besides that, thanking your body.
Oh, yeah.
Like, thanking your body and yourself. I mean, always, but it could be a good reminder to do it as part of your asana practice at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
You can do your gratitude practice as well. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Tis the season.
Tis the season. Always.
It's always, but this reminds us of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's so many ways you can add gratitude in. I mean, literally every time you eat, you can be thanking the earth for growing the food.
Farm workers.
Yeah. Everyone who touched this food, everyone who assembled. If you're eating out, you can send gratitude to the chef for their creative ideas. You can...
to the line cooks, to the dishwashers.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. To all the party people involved. Even to like everyone who created your forks and spoons and knives and who brought in this ensemble of whatever you're sitting on. You know what I mean? Whoever curated this look or this idea of where you are.
Really just takes a moment of acknowledgement.
Yeah. And you can really go down and just like, because there's so many things. It's like one thing leads to the next. It's like, oh yeah. And that, and that, and that. And then it's like, your soul is so filled. And it's just like, thank you. And then thank you for allowing me to be within and part of this experience.
I love how Hannah gets excited about the practice of gratitude. I'm like a lot more cynical than Hannah, if you haven't noticed.
Dear food, thank you for being so pretty and colorful and not being a Crayola crayon, but actually having that color. Amen.
And then you pan the camera, cut to Mela, and she's like,
she's already eating. I'm like, hey. I'm like, and please bless Mela, because she's hungry and she's saying her gratitude through food chewing.
Maybe late. She's expressing her gratitude as
by chewing 56 times before you swallow. Because most digestion happens in your mouth before you swallow. I think that's science.
Important fact. Chew your food. And speaking of food, another not sponsored, but hopefully we have waiting for us as a treat for when we finish recording this episode. Hannah brought us.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't even know if I'm allowed to. I won't show the logo because I don't know if I'm allowed to.
You are.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I don't know. Yummy cupcakes.
Yummy cupcakes. I crushed one a little, but.
Yeah, the only thing about like not being able to show logos, it's like if you're a really big company that are showing logos, that means like you're advertising for free. So it's like, oh, you're wasting the company's money because we could have gotten paid to show them.
Oh. But, I mean, we love these cupcakes, so we don't care.
Dude, so Yummy Cupcakes, they're here in Burbank. I don't know if we've actually talked about them.
We've talked about them.
We're obsessed.
We've talked about them. I remember.
They have a really good vegan selection. And not only they're delicious, but their vegan selection is like pretty rich.
Woman owned.
And I like it because it's not the one vegan flavor, right?
Like you go to Sprinkles like and there's only eight like flavors.
One vegan.
And today they had a glutenless and vegan option.
Which is hard to find because sometimes the vegan stuff has a lot of gluten to like either like bind as a binder or like to substitute like for meat substitutes like burger patties or all of that. There's just gluten because it's like a vegetable protein.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to be vegan and gluten-free. I mean, if you eat Whole Foods, but still, if you go out or get something that's already made, it's hard. Well, Yummy Cupcakes have one glutenless.
And vegan. And it is so moist or soft. I know some people don't like that word. I'm sorry. I said it because I like that word. But
you would. You would like that word. You seem like that personality that would like, and like, not only like it, but like take it really serious.
It is moist. Like, it is serious. This is cake we're talking about, okay? Oh, yeah. So it fuck. Is not, like, you don't mess around with like dry, crumbly ass cake. Like,
No.
This cake, when I say it is gluten, because it's not gluten free, but it's glutenless. Uh-huh. And vegan, it is so delicious and soft and just everything. I'm like, are you kidding me? Please make more flavors, because...
And I love that they have so many flavors, because they have, like, the regular, it's, like, 5 flavors that I think they have every day. And then they rotate, like, monthly, I think.
Yeah.
Different ones. Some other flavors.
And then they have just a ton of flavors for anyone who's eating cupcakes in general.
Yeah.
That we don't eat.
Like, cupcake dough and, like...
Yeah,
so many things. Cookie dough. And you can, like, order, like, a batch for your birthday and just pick it up, or, like...
Or a monthly subscription.
Yo, I didn't know.
You didn't know? Dude, I've seriously contemplated it, but that's too much. It's too much. Too many cupcakes. I know.
Just cupcakes for breakfast.
I know. Yeah, oh, my God.
No control.
That's Ayurvedic, though, because in Ayurveda, you're supposed to eat your dessert first, because it's the first... You're on your tip of your tongue, right? Sweet taste buds. In Ayurveda... You're supposed to work back from tip of the tongue to the back of the tongue. So sweets are first. So you eat your...
Pancakes for breakfast.
Yeah, sweets and dessert first.
Hannah, you're full of curious Dude, facts.
Cake on the beach.
Dude, I'm ready.
Cupcake on the beach.
So those are waiting for us once we're done. They're in Magnolia Boulevard if you're ever in Burbank.
Yeah, so good.
Try them because they're delish.
Look up the times. Because they have some different times now that it's pandemic.
Yeah, but pandemic times are shorter. I think it's just half of the week and only 12 to 4. Thursday to Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
12 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And again, this is not a paid.
We're not paid. We don't actually really know this information either. So call them.
Call them.
Not us for that. Hi.
So what else? What else are we talking about? I mean, something more, anything else that you want to say about the gratitude practice? I mean, it's about to be November, which is mm-hmm. like, that's what I meant with tis the season. Yeah, I think you got mm-hmm. that.
Tis the.
So what are you doing? I mean, what are your plans for like the next few months, like November, December?
Well, I just started grad school again.
Oh, yeah.
And it's 8 weeks.
No plans.
So that's my plans. Those are my plans. Mm-hmm. I now speak more correctly because...
I'm a grad student. She's already a grad.
I already did graduate school. I just have to go back a little bit.
To California.
California.
To get certified in California.
Yeah. Licensed.
Licensed, yeah. Yes.
So, I mean, you know. Yeah. I'm just doing what I need to do.
Student life.
So that's, those are my plans because it's actually taking more time than I had allocated. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, 3 classes, it's fine, I'll be fine. But no, there's a lot to do.
We're talking about that. Like when you're a full-time student, 3 classes are like.
It's fine. It's whatever.
It's fine. 6 is like the norm.
Yeah.
I used to do 10. That was crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I used to do a lot too.
But then. Now, as a full functioning adult with a job and side projects and
all the
the self care routine and the pandemic and everything, it's just everything. Like 3 classes is a lot.
Yeah, and just remembering like how to read, like, well, 1, how to read, 2, how to read those like
so quickly.
But yeah, like the scholarly articles and. All of those things, then how to APA citation. Mm-hmm. It's just like all these things that I forgot, but
you're rusty.
Yeah, I don't speak and type in APA format. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh shoot, and I have to go research APA and I have to remember how to cite things correctly and how to do all this. And then you have to respond to all these people and write papers and all these things. So I'm like, okay.
Sounds fun.
More time than I thought. So that's my plan. What about you for the next?
I'm trying to get my parents here for a bit because they haven't seen the place. They've been, like, in lockdown since, like, March. They've been, like, just them in Mexico.
Yeah.
And there are restrictions still to, like, cross the border, especially coming from Mexico to here, if you're not a citizen or resident, if you're just like visiting as a tourist, mm-hmm. there's like restrictions. Mm. So I'm sure if you have like a special case that you can prove and then you talk to like in the immigration office, you like build a case.
Yeah.
They will let you like case by case. But as of now, it's not just like, oh, I'm going to Walmart and coming back. Or I'm going to LA to visit my daughter and then yeah. we'll be coming. Like, that's not happening. And they've been, first they said they were going to open that in September 21st. Obviously didn't happen. Then they said October 21st. It didn't happen. Now they're saying November 21st.
Wow.
But I don't know. And it's like close to Thanksgiving. So I was trying to push for them to be like, oh, so on the 21st, like just come and stay here for Thanksgiving because I'm going to have free time. And
yeah.
we'll just hang out here. And then in December, I'm going there and my sister's too. And the plan is, my sisters live in Mexico City. I live in LA. My parents live in the border in Mexicali. Which is in Mexico. And the plan is we all go there and meet there. And then we all come back and stay here for a few days. I don't know if like before. Mm. I don't know if we're going to spend New Year's here.
Mm-hmm.
But the plan is to all come back. And then my parents drive back. But my sisters stay.
Oh, yay.
And then it's just like us three for a few days.
Nice.
Because they're doing mostly remote work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible to extend that time. Break.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I don't know. Things are unpredictable right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I mean, that's a, that would be ideal, but we don't know what's going to happen.
I hear
but
you.
Definitely practice gratitude. That's my
all the gratitude.
Yeah.
Well, good. I mean, I think gratitude should be a daily thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's what I'm trying to incorporate as well to my, like, it's like meditation and gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even my mantra, remember that I wrote this thing?
Yeah.
It's about
yeah.
gratitude.
Yeah.
So I try to do that every day.
Yeah. And I mean, it doesn't have to be like this extensive long list of things. It can literally just be three things. Thank you, microphone. Thank you, couch. Thank you, Mella. Done. So easy.
Remember when I looked into your diary?
Oh, yeah, my diary. My journal. I have like 12 different journals. But yeah.
We were looking for like a note.
Yeah, my notes I took about a previous podcast about the subjects of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. I were like looking through it. And then I was like, oh, shit, but I don't want to read your journal. And then all of a sudden I was like, I don't want to read your journal. Great for Mella.
Yeah, that's the thing. She like, her thumb is by here and she like opens this up. Oh, grateful for Mella. It was like zinging. It was like blinking off the page for real. It was like, this is insane. She's like, I don't want to read your journal, but oh, thankful for Mella.
This is what I meant. At least I caught one of the good ones.
It's the good book.
Like,
got that gratitude journal.
Yeah, but then the patience journal, it was also like.
Yeah. Like, don't read that.
Now it's consuming all my patients.
No.
Okay, so what else? Periods. And then what about the low waist side of this? Because what do you do? What do you use? I use the menstrual cup in combination.
Oh, yeah. I use nothing. I use the
period underwear.
Period underwear. Thanks.
Yeah, I use things too.
I use things.
Not sponsored by them, but
not sponsored, but we'll talk to them.
Women owned.
That'd be cool. Yeah. All I use is things.
Okay, yeah.
I don't use the menstrual cup. Mm-hmm. I just try to go to the bathroom a lot.
Okay, yeah. That's
or I good. Double up on the period underwear.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've like stopped using the tampons because, again, I don't want like things in me
mm-hmm.
that is not of my
and also
own.
They're like bleached and shit. Like, there's
yeah.
And also, it's just waste. It's just so much.
Yeah. Like, your skin absorbs so much. And I mean, think about like you're putting something internal
that's
in you internally.
That's actually absorbent. Like,
yeah.
It actively absorbs.
It's
like,
taking.
Sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, but yeah, you're also experiencing whatever chemicals or whatever stuff is mm-hmm. in that. And then also, it just causes waste.
Waste.
A
so
lot
much
of waste.
And waste of money.
Yeah. And so many people have been doing, like, creative things with their menstrual blood.
Like what? I don't even...
You don't know?
Know if I want to
There's,
know.
Like, this, like, vampire, like, painting your face or whatever.
Oh,
or
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. I'm not... I don't think
I don't know.
Has...
I don't do that. But Some people,
I'm not as connected.
Like, some people take their menstrual blood and they'll like put it in the earth. You know what I mean? So it's not just going down the toilet. Like, they'll bury it with their plants or use, you know, for like fertilizer.
Okay. Yeah. You know, or like, stuff like that. Put it in on your face. I don't think I'm.
I think it's a thing. I've never done it.
Oh, I'm sure it's a thing.
Or drink. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. don't do anything crazy. Seriously. Talk to someone who knows something.
It's not sterile. I mean, you can, fertilize your plants and just, or just flush it. Don't get that.
But yeah.
I don't know.
Google that more.
Research that from like
people. Credible source, please.
Yeah, credible sources, please.
Not just creative ideas.
Yeah. The vampire mask and shit.
I'm pretty sure it was like on an episode of something on Netflix.
I saw it on Instagram as well. Like,
or on Instagram, yeah.
Yeah.
Easily.
But yeah, what I do is I have a menstrual cup that I use probably the first, like, 1 or 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
In combination with the things.
Yeah.
With the pure underwear. In case it leaks. And only during the day. At night, I remove it and it's just like the super, like, thick thing.
Thanks. Yeah.
And that works.
Yeah, it works for me too. And it makes, I almost feel like my days of having a period are shorter because of that. Because I'm not like stopping up.
Because you're letting it flow.
Anything. Yeah, I'm just letting it all release.
It might, yeah. Because I usually have long period, like almost like 7 days period. Okay,
yeah.
But I feel like they're a lot, yeah, that was a car. What's the opposite of heavy? Light? Very light towards the end. They're so much lighter.
Yes.
I
so much lighter.
I get something in like days 5, 6, and something 7, but it's like
minimal.
Barely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
So that's fun because I never even knew these things were an option. So I think that's the coolest thing because it's like we don't have to be using. I mean, I think tampons and pads and everything are a great way. But also, there's other ways you can have your period.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. And for some people, that works. Or for people with different resources, that works. Like, not everyone has access to, for example, clean water.
Right.
So, what the fuck are you going to do with a menstrual cup if you can't wash it?
Right.
Like, yeah, you need disposable things.
Yeah. Or if you're out and you're like, oh, shit, I just started my period. Like, yeah, you can use toilet paper up there, but it's nice to be like, hey, do you have, like, a pad or something?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Offhand.
I keep, like, a couple tampons and pads. One for, like, guests, if I ever have,
okay.
Like, yeah. And they're like, ah, emergency.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or if I'm, like, whatever.
Yeah.
My cup broke or, like, whatever the fuck.
I'm not going to be like, here's my underwear.
Yeah.
I'm on mine, too, but here we go.
Can you imagine? I would, like, probably, like, turn my underwear into a tampon. Stuck it up.
Dude, I just
organic cotton.
I just do toilet paper until I can deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that too.
But hey, get creative.
Right?
I like the invention you got going over here.
Yeah, I mean, if we were facing with, like, I don't know, I need to go on a roller coaster and I'm wearing a skirt and the toilet paper will, like, fly away, all bloody.
Tail.
That would be a vampire.
Oh my god!
Experience.
Yeah, have you ever, like, had, like, a leak happen that was noticed? Or, like, through your pants or on the seat? Or
haven't we all? I mean, definitely.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, I did once.
Yeah.
And I was just like, fuck. And someone, like, gave me a pad and I was able to. I was wearing, during that time, I was wearing, like, mom jeans and, like, a really oversized t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
So I was, like, it went all the way through my jeans, like, my mom jeans.
Uh-huh.
But I could cover it with
the t-shirt. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, for sure. And then when I was in middle school, in like 8th grade, because in Mexico we have middle school is 7th, 8th, and 9th grades are middle school. And then 10, 11, 12 are high school.
Okay.
So when I was in 9th grade in middle school, in Mexico, that's middle school, I was the last one to get my period. And everyone knew. And, like, everyone was kind of, like, waiting, like, anticipating. Like, everyone wanted to know. When are you going to get it? Yeah, exactly. And by that, I mean, we were 5 girls and 25 boys. And when I say everyone, I mean, like, everyone knew. And I had a pad in my bag, in my backpack. And I got my period in 9th grade. And I've forgotten I had that. I had it there. And so then I pull up, like, a folder thing. And then it flew. Like, it flew, like, woo! Like, 2 seats, like, my right. And everyone, like, everyone saw it. And it was, like, very close to, like, the beginning, the end of the school year. Mm-hmm. And hence the end of middle school because we were, like, it was graduation year mm-hmm. that year. And, like, my best friend was sitting right next to me and she just went, like, I feel like I saw it in, like, slow motion, like,
yeah.
And, like, and this was like Catholic school and everyone was like a prude. I wasn't actually. I've never been like about periods or like bodies or bodily functions or anything. So I just laughed.
Yeah.
But like even the teacher who was a guy was embarrassed. Like and everyone.
Yeah.
And from there everyone started to call me like Melicotex. Like.
Oh
yeah, and like they signed my t-shirt or like my, you know how you sign your stuff, like a notebook or like whatever the fuck it is, and they would sign like Melicotex this and this. I was like, dude, oh, I'm glad this is ending because that would have sucked
for high school, all of high school,
all fucking high school. Yeah, I'm like, I'm glad this happened in middle school and I went to a different high school.
Yeah,
and like no one like that died.
Yeah. Done.
Because I mean, I don't get embarrassed that often, but that would have been annoying.
Yeah. Like, not the legacy you want.
Not the legacy, exactly. Especially because now it would be like Mela Menstrual Cup or...
Well, yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, at least it's an alliteration.
Not
it's true. Upgrade.
That would have pissed me off the most. I'm like, no, that's not low waste.
That is not. Oh my God. But that, like, that is a funny point that... Like, people get embarrassed about, like, a tampon or a pad.
And not even, like, talking about, like, blood or, like, used pads.
Yeah.
No, but just,
like having it.
Yeah, them existing.
It's like, you have to, like, sneak it from, like, your purse to your pocket. And then, excuse me, can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
And, like, what?
And toilet paper is so normalized. Like, you literally wipe your anus. You wipe the shit out of your anus with toilet paper, and that's like, boop.
It's fine. Toilet paper's fine. It's
whatever. But pads, it's like,
oh. Yeah, or can I have a tampon? It's all in this, like, whisper, like, hey.
Can I have a?
Yeah.
Do you have a?
Yeah, and it's like, what? Oh, yeah, hold on. I'll meet you in the bathroom.
It's so stupid, like, for real.
Yeah.
So stupid.
It's very bizarre.
And it kind of like, because everyone does it, you feel like, oh yeah, maybe I should be more discreet. And I'll just... I started not giving fucks way earlier. Probably like in high school. Like, I wouldn't mind walking with a pad in my hand to go to the bathroom. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And also later in life, because I was just surrounded by gay guys. I mean, who cares?
Mm, that's true.
But at the same time, I really don't care. Like, if a grown-ass man... gets, what is the adjective?
Like, embarrassed.
Embarrassed by menstrual stuff.
Or uncomfortable.
You can suck my dick, like, for real. I don't care.
Yeah, but, like, the thing is, I guess, societally, like, we just don't, in general, even, like, bring it to attention.
Yeah.
So it is very hidden. And it's, like, a shameful thing. It's like, go put you in your red tent and be gone for a week.
Dude, and this is for us, but, like, have you watched this documentary about, like, for example, other cultures? But there's a documentary specifically that's in India. And it won prizes. I can't remember its name, but...
I don't know.
It's on Netflix. And it's attached to a campaign because it's about that, like, periods being such taboo in India. To the point that we're, like, especially in more, like, marginalized families, where they're just like, oh, you're in your period, you have to... For the whole time the period lasts, you have to live in a shed outside. You can't be here.
What?
And, like, in Italy, there's also this, like, oh, you can't cook if you're in your period because you'll offend.
Interesting.
Blah, 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 blah. Like, there's all, like, so many superstitions about it, but they all point out to it being dirty, or, like, that makes you dirty, or, like, that makes you this or that. Like, in many, also, religions that you can't, like, be part of some religious rituals.
If or you're ceremonies, here, yeah.
Like, or ceremony. Yeah. Like, there's, like, so many things. But this particular documentary is attached to an organization that started making pads, but, like, using local women. Mm-hmm. So employing them and teaching them how to make these pads and also selling them. So it was, like, a whole chain of where you could start, like, making them, and then you would sell them, and then you would also be helping other women, because some women just can't get to where you can buy, like, not even like not having the money to buy them,
just not even accessible to the product.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. So it's good. Something period. I need to remember the name, because I hate when I'm like, is this this thing? But
dude, that happens to me all the time.
Oh yeah. Oh
yeah. I'm like, yeah, that it'll come to me, or maybe it never will. Who knows?
Exactly. Period. End of sentence.
Mm.
That's the name of the documentary.
On Netflix, you said?
It's on Netflix.
Interesting.
Period. End of sentence. Recommend. And if you can donate after watching it to that cause, that would also be great. Because, yeah, it talks about, you know, like, that disparity that exists for, like, getting just period. What's it called? Period things.
I was like, the end?
Dude, there's, like, a whole name for this situation and a whole name for what I'm talking about, but I just can't remember the words today. I'm just... That happens to me.
Yeah.
That happened to me last week, too.
It's maybe this time.
It's this time. It's, like, I'm whining.
It's probably, yeah. It's about time to wrap.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Days are getting shorter, so that's affecting me, too. I'm already sleepy. But yeah, watch the documentary and let us know what you think. And also let us know, like, in the comments, let us know about what your experience is, or
what you do with your period, what physical activity or not.
Yeah.
How you embrace your menstrual cycle.
Yeah.
And power.
Exactly. And power. Because
so powerful, that portal.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's the portal of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they put them in tents and sheds and stuff, because they're scared.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. So, yeah, let us know. And also let us know if there's anything else you want us to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, this is, I think that's it.
That's for good. Today. Yeah.
Period.
Period. This is it. Period. Wait, what was it called?
Period.
Period. End of sentence. That's right.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the Intersectional Yoginis podcast.
If you liked this episode, please rate and share. If you didn't like it,
please don't go rating.
You can find us on Instagram at
The Intersectional Yoginis.
Namaste.
Namaste.